Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey guys, Mackenzie Fain here. Get ready for the first ever episode of the Netflix original Spinning Out. We're going to talk about love, family, drama, and of course, the love for ice skating. Stick with us.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You hey. Love it. On a Monday night. Is it Monday?
It is.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It is Monday.
We're like, wait, what's going on?
I had to think about it, too. Monday. It is Monday. It's been a long day.
It's
a new year. We're all confused.
Right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We have so much to talk about. We are right now, first ever, Netflix original season coming out about ice skating. It's called Spinning Out, and this first episode is called Now Entering Sun Valley. So I have beautiful co-hosts today, Miss Emily May.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to talk about ice skating.
I know. And I have on the next to her is Ebony Chapman.
Hello.
All the applause for these lovely ladies. So we have so much to talk about, you guys, from, like we talked about before, I said before, family, love, drama. I mean, they packed a lot into this first episode.
There was a lot.
Let me ask Ebony, what was your first overall thought of this episode?
I thought it was interesting. Like, you know, it leaves you wanting more. And yeah. So I was kind of like, oh, the mom seems to have this very interesting, complex attitude and like character, right? So I was just like, what is wrong with her? Why is she? I mean, the first thing you see when you see the mom is like she's passed out with like a beer bottle in her hand. So I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, and Kat, the main character, the girl, the ice skater, she seems to have a lot of responsibility on her hands, and that you can see right away. So you can already see there's like this power struggle and dynamic, like in the very first beginning few
yeah.
scenes.
I mean, first episodes are really hard because you have to introduce the audience to each character, and it's the first impression that you get. And so to see Carol, the mom, on the couch, you know, get to meet Serena, the sister, you know, Kat, who it opens up with this montage of her, it's pretty much her running, and she's kind of having like a PTSD moment where she's has yep. this really horrible memory of this horrific accident that she had at one of her ice skating events that could have brought her to the Olympics. And so there was, you know, there's a trauma there. And so there was a lot of levels to this episode. And I think they revealed it in a slow way.
Yeah. I love the way they paralleled that. Her running and her thinking, like, you know, opening with that scene because you're like, ooh, you already know there's trauma happening.
Well, that's mm-hmm. what I was going to say. I really loved how they did that right in the beginning. They caught our attention right away. You're like, okay, we know the problem. You know what I mean? Instead of kind of sitting there wondering, right. How does the ice skating, where does this come in kind of thing? Like, we know.
Yeah.
She has we know what's going on.
Yeah. And and you also start the dynamics of Carol and Kat and yeah. the whole family dynamic opens up right away.
Right.
You know, Carol's the typical stage mom.
Yeah. But did it surprise you guys how young she looked? Like, she's...
Carol?
I thought she was a sister at first. Did you guys know?
I mean, you could... I definitely was like, who is this girl?
Yeah.
Right? Like, but then the way she was talking to the youngest one, I was like, oh, okay. That's the mama.
Yeah.
Like, I know you kind of figured it out, but definitely, yeah, she does look really young.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of know later in this episode, you know... Like, you can kind of guess how young she was
yep.
from what's revealed later.
That's so true. But that was, like, my first reaction to her. Well, before we jump into kind of getting to know Kat and the skating and everything, do you guys or have you ever, like, ice skated before?
Oh, man. Okay, so I did not ice skate. I mean, I loved watching ice skating as a kid. I was a dancer for a really long time.
Okay, that is very similar.
So it's very, well, I mean, you have to have the same training, I mean, but you're on ice. No, it's way more complicated than that. I'm oversimplifying it. But you also, but I could never, like, it takes a lot of balance, and I just couldn't get my ice skating feet ready. I still try to this day, and I still can't do it.
How about you, Evan?
No, definitely. If it's not at, like, when you did, like, the school outings at the little ice skating rink, they would take you. Yeah, that is my experience.
Yeah. So honestly, I'm the same way. Like, want to go ice skating around Christmas time? Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Have you seen, not to fall.
Like, have you seen, like, ice skating in, like, have you seen shows in real life?
No. My cousins, I grew up with cousins that were hockey players.
Okay.
So if I would ever go to the rink with them, you know, there were figure skaters sometimes just like out there. So right. I've kind of seen like maybe practicing, but nothing really. So this to me was so cool. And what I really liked about how they did the show, and even just by the first episode, it got me so interested in ice skating. Yeah. And it really, my attention was really there. I loved learning about it. I played I was going to say professional sports. For some reason, that's not true. I played I played competitively, obviously. And you can just see these girls, their blisters, the injuries are just insane. Oh,
that had me on another level. Oh. I was feeling the pain, like looking at her feet, I was like, oh!
See, but as like if you're a ballet dancer, like you see that, like you deal with that all the time. So that for me didn't bother me so much. But I guess for someone like... for audiences that aren't used to it, it could be a little disturbing.
I'm used to broken noses and concussions and blood on your head. Yeah, like soccer, basketball kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, that to me, I was on your page.
I was like, ow. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I played basketball, but like my feet are never coming out like blistered after a game.
No,
you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, wow.
Well, and the injuries, the type of injuries they get they're just so intense.
It was so crazy. And Jen, the friend that we get introduced to, and we'll talk about her, but the bruise and how it was just awful.
So you do know that this is a real sport. This is intense, body intensive, all the way around.
But, and the reason why I feel like this first episode is so important is because they're addressing not only like the mental strength and challenges that goes into this type of competitive sport, but also the family dynamics, the financials, how expensive it is. It is super expensive to do. And also just the competitive nature of the drama just on the rink and outside with just like the friends you're around and the other just all of the challenges and, you know, uphill battles that goes into just doing what people love.
That's so true. And how cool to just, again, ice skating. Like we all said, we didn't really do it. It's not, you know, football. We've all seen shows about football and all that or soccer or whatever. But, yeah, like you said, it's so dynamic. There's so much to it. And the character development, we'll get into the characters, but overall, what did you think of the character development in this first episode?
Well, I mean, Kat is such a strong protagonist. Like, we have to like her right away. And so, in the first few minutes, you already are sympathizing with her.
Yes.
You already are like, oh, man, she went through a really traumatic moment. She's dealing with a lot of stuff. And then you kind of don't like Carol right off the bat because she's being the really tough mom. You can kind of sense that there's something going on because Kat's, like, popping pills.
Yeah.
And you kind of see that there's going to be another revelation down the line, which we find out. So that the family deals with mental health issues. And so, and then Serena, you have that sister dynamic where Serena is, like, is potentially the new rising star in this family. And that's a whole dynamic to have a younger sister kind of outshine you, or being the sister.
And pretty close in age.
True. I mean,
yeah, she's 16, right?
But at the 15, end of the 16? Day, Kat, I mean, if Kat would kind of just like get her bearings, she would be the star of the family, you know? Because people keep saying she has that it factor. So she's the one who's kind of doing it to herself.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say to a point she's doing it to herself, but also I feel like the relationship with her mom is affecting her.
A lot against her.
There's
a lot of things that are like, I wouldn't say it's all her. I feel like there's a lot of factors that are outside factors that are affecting what.
But I mean, she did get to that point at one, right? Like, she was this top rising star at one point, though, beforehand. So, and she still had those same factors. But now that there's been a failure, I think her mom, Carol, is now reacting to her a little differently. So maybe that's the dynamic she's not used to.
Yeah. So, I mean, we see this fall, and then she gets hurt. So was that it? And then she was just scared to do the triple turn. And then she was like, forget this. Now I want to be a coach. And then, you know,
So she talks about this senior test, the senior level test, yes, that she has to pass. And in order for you to compete in, like, a competitive nature, you have to, like, pass a certain level of tests. And so because she couldn't do that triple turn, triple jump, because she couldn't do that in that test, like, it's she has to wait another 6 months to train and figure out how to accomplish that. And so,
no, I mean, like, back to the original injury.
Yeah,
that kind of took that, her I out. Think, it's I, like, why would yeah. you give up? Why would you go to now you're gonna do a coaching test?
I mean,
test?
It sounds like she had 3 months. I mean, three like a huge amount of recovery, and like she, you know, she. Had
I think
a lot
she's
of
just
trauma.
Like traumatized.
Yeah. That's yeah. yeah. So
it's
I was
like this
getting
trauma.
Like,
it's this fear of falling again, mm-hmm. the fear of being embarrassed, the fear of, you know, not. Yeah. being successful at what she loves. So I think she holds herself back in that regard of being like, yeah, like, this is what I want to do. But at the same time, you know, I failed the test and, like, I just want to pass it and that's it. Like, I don't even want to go any further than that, go to the Olympics. I don't want to partner skate. Like, I don't want to do any of it because she's scared.
I mean, she's 21. So that's, like, you're older to, you know, you're older in your like, career.
She said she's always had a path. She's always had, you know, a goal and a path that she.
It's a
and now she's
up.
Kind of off the path because she, you know, the injury totally threw her off. And
isn't it like she has to now, like, I think, like, the individual skating path of being an Olympian is now not a factor.
Okay.
Right? Because, I mean, there was the coach. That came up to her and was like, hey, like, you know.
I think, Dasha, right?
Yeah, Dasha. Yeah. That it's kind of like scouting her. It's kind of like, ooh, like, you're really good.
Well, Dasha was scouting her for
Justin.
Right. But I mean, I don't know. I would think I was kind of getting like the vibe that she was like, yeah, I'm passing the senior test to either become a teacher and like the Olympics path is not a factor anymore, like, because, you know, she was trying to get her to do the partner thing and she's like, I don't want to do that. So right, it was there's something that like is stopping her from like fully reaching that full potential that she once had.
Yeah
That's so true. So let's talk more, dive a little bit deeper into the family aspect of it. So we talked a little bit about her mom Carol and we barely touched Serena. So we find out that Carol has bipolar.
Right.
Right? So she comes out with this. And what did you guys think of that whole scene of when we kind of just find out? Like, were you shocked? Did they set you up to feeling like you knew that that's what it was? Or,
I mean, I had a feeling there were underlying issues. Like, because the Carol's, like, reactions to things seemed to be out of place.
Yeah.
And
too high, too low.
Yeah, too high, too low. So there was
a lot
of highs and a lot of lows. And so I was like, oh, there's something a little bit deeper here. Yeah. So when it was revealed later that she has bipolar disorder, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
It makes sense.
I was like, okay, it adds a whole other layer to this family dynamic. And then with Kat's revelation that also, like, adds other layers.
Yeah. What did you think?
Yeah, no, I was totally on that, like, oh, thank goodness. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
And I think it's actually refreshing to see this on television because I feel like it is an issue that's, like, plaguing our country and the world and people don't talk about it enough. And so I think having, you know, January Jones, like, plays it really, really well. And it's such a huge issue. And so I'm I've seen further episodes, so I won't give anything away.
But I love how you said that, because these issues, these deep, these touchy subjects are exactly what people need to see, because it is such an issue and you don't want to just sweep it under the rug like it's nothing and nobody had, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's such a real thing.
I mean, they are like dramatizing it a little bit in the context of like, okay, an ice skating family, you know, but I think it's an issue that plagues people every day, like normal everyday people. So absolutely. It's important to see it.
For absolutely. Sure. Yeah. So we talk about, you know, her bipolar and, you know, what was it about Serena that stood out to you guys the most?
Serena's a little catty, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, like,
you see, couldn't figure the girl out.
Like, because at some point it's like she does have the sympathy, right? That sympathy card. And then at some point she's also like, I'm better than you. Like that snotty, snooty thing. And it's like, I don't understand it. You know, she's getting on her sister about, you know, having this disorder. But at the same time, I kind of feel like you could have it too, girlfriend, because you're kind of like a little touch and go as well. Yeah.
So the way I see Serena is I don't necessarily see her as catty, but I see that she's being defensive and protective of herself because she's the younger one. She's seen, you know, in my mind, I could tell from this first episode that there's been huge arguments like behind closed doors. There's been drama, like there's heartache. You know, there's a lot more issues there than we see right now in this first episode. And I feel like that's where those reactions are coming from. And so when I see her react like that, I think she's only trying to protect herself and her future in skating.
That's true. And we have to remember she's so young. She's so impressionable.
She doesn't really know how everything works.
You think your mom is, you know, going to steer you in the right direction.
Well, and her mom was a figure skating idol as well, and then her sister is. And so to have she's a third generation figure skating possible, you know, star, and she's dealing with all of those dynamics in the household. So I don't blame her for being like
well,
that.
Well, then also think about how Kat is being treated by the mother, by Carol at this point. Yeah, she doesn't want to end up like that.
Right. Yeah. You know? She's watching, you know, I'm a younger sibling myself. So watching like your older sister do things, you kind of take notes. You take notes and you're like, okay, let's not do this. And
yes. So I feel like, oh, yes. That just clicked for me.
So I feel like Serena's like, I'm taking notes and making sure I don't make the same mistakes.
That is so true. That is so true.
See, I'm an only child, so I do not relate to that one.
Do you relate to this? Anyone with siblings?
Let us know. Let us know. Because I guarantee anybody out there that has a sibling is like, oh my God. Right now. I mean, the family dynamic really does show through a little bit, like, as you get to the end of this episode. Because in the beginning, I was like, you know, we talked about it in the beginning, but I'm like, is the mama drunk? And then we find out about the bipolar. So I'm like, okay, cool. Makes sense. You know what I mean? Like that. I get that. And just how they played it out with the family members. And
I mean, that one scene where she has Serena get up. At like, I don't even know, the crack.
Oh, it's probably like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Because so like go they do normally push-ups get outside.
And do laps. So she probably ran. In the snow. She ran 30 laps around the house or the block.
Yeah.
In the snow. And then probably made her do push-ups. And these are like the really hard jump.
Right.
And she's just like watering the flowers outside in the freezing cold when Kat gets there.
Right. It's actually quite terrifying to have that happen. And it's a moment where I think as fans watching the show, you're going to empathize with those characters. And I feel like that's what they tried to do with that moment.
Yeah.
And then Kat is the sister that's coming in as the hero. So she's coming in and she's been through it. She's 21 years old. So you have to believe that she's been through it. And then there's that moment where Carol says pretty much like why she resents Kat. And you could see all of the anger stem out in that moment. And you realize how much Carol does not.
Yeah. So, I mean, it happens in this episode. Kat. So we can just say it. I mean, she got pregnant with her young.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was supposed to go to the Olympics. And...
So assuming she was maybe 16, because I tried to do the math, so I think she was 16. 15
love
or 16.
It. Look at her. Love right. it.
Let me figure this out.
So good. How awful. Could you even imagine that?
I don't know. But
my heart broke when... Yeah. How do you even look at your daughter in the face and say that? And be like, I don't... That was crazy.
Do you feel like this moment was a little like... Do you think it was forced or heavy-handed to have her just
no, because
blurt
I think
out like
the
that?
Whole
yes.
point.
Yes. I did. But I was like, also, oh, okay. Like, I was kind of like, oh, my God. But my heart did break. I was like, that's just so harsh.
It's so harsh. But I think they're trying to show you the, like, the dissociation with the disorder, right? Like, there's no emotion or sympathy or empathy when it comes to, like, being bipolar. You either feel this way or you feel that way. It's there's no gray area.
Oh, you're also finding... point. There's also, like, a sense of not finding your foundation and sense of reality. And so you have no basis, no line, right? So you're, like, you're in your super high and your super low.
Yeah.
And so you're in this mania. You're in this manic state.
Yeah.
And so right now this was her, her episode of where she's at this point where she's pushing.
Yeah, but Kat handled it really well. Serena. She kind of was like, okay, Serena, like, get inside and I'm going to get you your pills. Like, we need to take your medicine.
Yeah,
your
left hand. We know what's going on here.
Yeah, exactly. So she didn't really take it as like, oh, I'm so... Like, she was offended, but I'm saying she kind of handled it like...
Well, it just shows that she's had to deal with this before.
Of course.
And so to see this, this all kind of, you know, all break down and stuff is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking, but for us, I feel like where it was placed in this episode, I think it helped us, like, as an audience member, we feel, like, a little, like, uncomfortable, and it's, like, jarring.
Yep.
Which I think that was effective, where it was in this episode.
That's so true. So, let's talk a little bit about the love, like, situation going on.
Love-sitch.
Okay. So, first, in this episode, what struck me was, like, the Marcus flirting in the beginning.
Super
did you guys
cute.
Pick that up?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, he's cute.
He is so
right
cute.
Away.
I was
so
like,
cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, this is the love thing. But
there was definitely some major flirting.
There was.
But she has a whole boyfriend. Let's not forget.
She has a whole boyfriend.
Well, first
a
of all.
A full body boyfriend.
She does she have does. A boyfriend.
She's a boyfriend, okay?
And we find this out because she runs to him after
her senior test.
After her senior test, which we didn't even talk about the fact that she bites herself.
Thank you. I was just going to be like, let's talk about
herself.
That self-harm situation.
Yeah. So that's a common...
Wild.
Common, like, part of...
Self-harm or the biting?
Yeah, well, any, like, a form of self-harm.
I've never seen that before.
I've never seen the biting. That me was either. The craziest thing to me.
Like, you're biting yourself so hard that you're breaking skin. That's so crazy.
I was blown. I was literally speechless when she was doing it because I saw her cover up and I was
like,
"Oh, like,
what is she covering up? A bruise?
Yeah. Yes,
like maybe someone like her mom grabbed
fall
her
all the time,
or something.
Or they grab
So I was like, maybe it's just that. And then you see after she fails because she again psychs herself out while she's doing her senior test.
Yeah,
that she is self harming and biting herself, and she has all these bruises on her arm because of that.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Did that in your head when you saw that? Were you like, "There's something wrong with her"? And you thought that there was going to be more, and then obviously what we find out later in this episode, we do find out that she also does have bipolar disorder.
Yeah, right.
You know, from her mother, gets it from her mother. But did you think at that point there was something wrong with her, or were you just like, what the hell?
I kind of just thought like, oh, okay, you self-harm because of the trauma that you've already experienced. Like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, she like fell.
Perfectionist, too hard on herself.
Yeah, she's like too hard. And then she can't, every time she tries to do this triple jump, she literally cannot get it. So I feel like I connected it to that. So I didn't connect it to like having any type of like bipolar.
So I kind of, I assumed that it was part of that either because... I was, like, checking the signs, like, okay, she was taking pills, so I noted that, and then I was like, okay, she just, like, had a moment of self-harm, and so I was, like, taking notes throughout this episode, and so I kind of, like, had an inkling that she was showing signs of bipolar disorder, but I wasn't sure until later.
Yeah. Until, you know, nearly the end of the episode.
And the fact that, like, her boyfriend brings it up, like, oh, like, it's
you're
happening.
Doing
you're
it
doing
again.
It again, which means it isn't the first time. I mean, it usually comes in like high stress environments and moments where like they feel like they can't control the moment. And so.
So how did you think the love scene went?
Is it a love scene?
It's a little awkward.
I mean, it's funny that like we were just introduced to him via like text at first, right, and then via the scene.
And then he's at college in his dorm.
Right. So it was like kind of like not a really good introduction.
No, to this boyfriend. But one thing I did like was that I just felt comfortable afterwards for some reason. I'm like, okay, good. She's good.
Right. Yeah, she has some space.
Yeah, right.
So she needed a stress reliever.
Yes,
so she had to run really far in the snow,
in the cold,
to find her man,
find romance. And not even romance. He was like, "Sorry, has been a while."
Yeah, like it wasn't even romance. It was like 2 minutes.
Literally, that was so funny. But he was super cute and like, you know, loving.
It seemed like he knew her backstory and knew what she's been through.
Definitely,
and so.
That's so true. So we did the kind of Marcus thing was, we don't really know what that was at one point. You know, they worked together at the restaurant, so we know that.
He's the manager,
and we know that he doesn't want her to quit skating. He doesn't want her to do that. So he's like on her team. That's kind of all we really get from Marcus, like in this episode, not too much.
Yeah.
And then we have this boyfriend who we sleep with, and you know, she clearly like loves him. And then let's talk about Justin.
Let's talk about Justin. Okay.
What were your first thoughts?
Well, when you first look at him, you're like, all right, this is like the typical jock.
Yeah.
Like typical.
Yeah. Like I'm all that.
Attitude. He has the looks. He has
the snarkiness.
The snarkiness, kind of the I'm better than everyone else kind of attitude. So I was like, okay, typical dude.
What about you?
Yeah, same. Definitely. Like he can get, he gets what he wants. He has his eye on the prize and he gets whatever he wants. That's literally.
Well, he's also like really wealthy and spoiled and literally gets whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He just goes to his dad or his stepmom and pretty much can get what he wants.
So true. And one of the first things that we see when they're doing, introducing us kind of to Justin is he's a pair skater. So he has a partner and he's on the ice.
That injury.
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
Terrifying.
I couldn't watch it. And then I was watching the episode again just to like get stuff together. I was like this.
The sound of her
And it was just, it stood there and stayed there in her foot.
The fact that they picked her up though, right? I was like,
yeah, well, they had to get her up the ice.
I know, but I don't know because I feel like you're moving the thing around in your foot now.
I don't know. I mean, like, what's crazy is like they seem to like she was reacting. I mean, obviously the injury was really intense, but everyone else was like, oh, okay, yeah, that happened, and it like took her off. Like it was like this happens every day,
but it probably does.
I cannot
think about how many times somebody's foot slides. Like you are skating on ice, people with like knives on your feet.
You
like,
have knife feet.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like it's gonna happen. So many things like
my
that.
My gosh, we need to make a steel boot. Or
I was
something.
Always terrified of like landing on my hands and then having someone run over my.
Oh
hands.
My gosh! I literally had that same
that's my nightmare.
That is
ice skating.
Yes, because I mean, even you know, my little ice skating at the rink or whatever,
my going like 1 mile per hour.
All I'm saying that is literally my fear, like falling and having someone just like
really
cut off all my fingers.
Okay, let's go on.
Yes.
Let's move on.
That injury was pretty crazy. So now
he's down a partner.
So he's down a partner. And Dasha, who we're introduced to slightly sporadically through the episode, is, you know, really has her eye on Kat. Like, seriously. Yeah. Like, really wants her to just be so involved. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you think about that whole situation with Dasha just pushing Justin?
Well, I mean, pushing Kat onto Justin. I mean, I think that Dasha knows. I mean, she's been around ice skating her whole life.
She knows
when she sees talent and when she sees someone that can, you know, bring her her student up to, you know, Olympic level. So I think, you know, she had the right move of trying to, like, eye Kat and get her involved in the pair skating.
So true. So Justin's parents, you know, we'll kind of move a little bit forward, or dad and stepmom pretty much offer Kat.
Yeah.
You know, money, everything. She turns everything. It down.
So much.
She's like, no, you know.
Why do you think she's turning it down?
I don't know.
Well, she wants to go to London.
But I don't even think she wanted to at that point.
Really, she wants to just get out. She just wants to get out.
I just think she didn't know what to do at that point. But, yeah, it was just such a crazy mess there. I don't even know. But then she has this revelation, really, where she's like, doesn't really know what to do. And she's just, I don't know. It was just so hard to watch because you feel like you think she's going to kind of change her mind and she doesn't. And
yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I feel like she wants to be on the ice, right? Like, that is, I feel like, is always going to be her goal. That's her first love. But again, like I said, like, she pushes herself. She needs to push herself past the fear. And right now she's so stuck in this, like, what if it happens again? So she is, you know, like you said, Emily, just trying to, like, find a way out. So this whole trip to London with the boyfriend is just, like, a way to kind of escape what's going on. But
I mean, she's trying to escape all of her everything. All of her problems, like home life, the ice skating that she can't. She feels like she's everything's over. Her other relationships with people in the city, like everyone, like so it's her. She's trying to escape, and that's
A good way for her to escape was Jen taking her out, but that was kind of a scam because we find out that Justin set her up to it.
And also we're missing a big character here is Mitch, who's the Serena's coach. Who she confronts because she feels like he might be doing some inappropriate stuff with Serena.
Did anyone else see that little flirtation with Carol and Mitch?
God, yes.
That was some flirtation.
She's like, oh my gosh, like the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and all the other skate moms were like,
right.
They observed it as well.
And now we know why you hired him. Well, wasn't for your daughter, was it?
And what's crazy is it's revealed in the beginning that in the first few minutes that Carol got rid of Kat's coach and then pretty much hired this other Mitch for Serena. So pretty much she's like, well, I'm not going to focus on you, Kat, anymore. Right. I'm going to focus on Serena.
Yep.
And so even with that put
fired Kat, her coach.
Yeah, yeah, that put Kat over the edge as well. And so she has so many things stacked against her.
So, Emily, I heard that you have a special segment for us.
Oh, my gosh, I do.
Do you want to introduce it?
So, I do want to introduce my special segment. So, I'm going to share my theme if I was an ice dancer. So, my songs of ice. So, my three songs that I would pick that I would love to dance to, and you guys can share if you have ideas.
Yes.
So my first one would be Born This Way by Lady Gaga.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. It's up-tempo.
I looked at some other, routines, and and there's some great routines you can do with it.
Yeah.
And then I heard this one on the radio on the way over here, and I loved it. Can't Stop This Feeling.
So good.
Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
I feel like that would be really fun. So it's a little more up-tempo. And then if you're doing, I feel like it would be a good pair skating song as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
And then a classic, which I've seen many routines, would be I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
That is mine.
Oh, what is
that yours?
I love it.
I love
it.
That song.
I feel like because that's so
a pair. That is a pair skating song that you need to dance with someone and you need to look
feel
them
it.
In the that's eye so and feel the song. And so those are my three songs for this episode. So please share your special song that you would dance to on the ice. We would love to hear it.
We would. I mean, I don't really have specific songs, but I had two artists that I was like, I could mess up any of those songs. I'm obsessed with Chris Brown, so anything Chris Brown.
Yes, same. Okay. Love
and then
it.
I thought Michael Jackson, just because I was like, I think it'd be so to be like, do a fun one.
That would be cool.
Fun. I could just see the
so fun.
But okay, so do we have any news?
Oh, we have a little news.
Get some news in there.
Yeah, so on Rotten Tomatoes at the moment, it's at 60%, but on IMDb, IMDb, it is an 8 out of 10. So that's pretty good. It's scoring pretty high. 98% of the Google users like the show. So I feel like we're
good. Oh, that's climbing. Not too bad. And I think it's just going to get better.
Yeah, it's episode one.
So, yeah, it's episode one. We have so much to go.
Of course, you know, right now, because it's so soon and popularity is growing, but we just don't know if there's going to be a season two yet. But, you know, fingers crossed, because I'm kind of into it. I'm really into the show. Mashable said that Spinning Out is a bingeable, satisfying melodrama.
I agree.
I do agree, too.
I love it.
So good. Well, some great news, I'll tell you that. I mean, one little last thing before we kind of wrap up here was kind of the ending to this episode, which was dramatic and, you know, kept you on the edge of your seat. So we see this fight between Carol and Kat, and, you know, it was really dramatic, and we saw the whole fight, and we end up, you know, just she leaves. We end up finding out she just leaves the house. Throws her skates out the car window.
Those are expensive, too.
But then...
She comes back and gets them.
Yes,
she does.
That's the change of events, or like the change of thought or whatever I had said before that I was talking about.
Yeah, right.
Why? Like, what made... that was confusing to me as far as like how they did that.
So this is the thing. You see her, you know, planning to go to London and meet her boyfriend. Then you see her, like, you see that he calls her and she does not answer the phone.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
So,
and she, like, made that choice to not answer.
Yeah. And she kind of, like, slept in her car. So I feel like she kind of had, like, a coming to Jesus moment. Was kind of like, you know what? Where are my skates? I'm going to go back to this ice and I'm not going to give up.
Well, she had a moment because I feel like she was like, oh, God. It's like one of those things, like, you do it in the moment. You're so, like, irrational in the moment. But then you realize, oh, I made a big mistake.
Like, that's what woke and her ice skating up, the fact is that she such, threw them.
It's such a dramatic thing to do. And it's... Ice skating is so a part of her, and so for her to not have her skates, that's like the core of who she is.
And yeah. I love the end where like she's driving back and it says welcome to Sun Valley.
Yeah.
Right?
The name of the episode. She went back, and that was so great. And one thing that I just wrote down at the end, my last like note was we see Kat smile for literally the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't
classic.
Even I didn't even know what her teeth looked like. Not that it matters, but like, God.
Right. Show us a little energy, she's girlfriend.
Just, like, and like the face she gives at the end of the episode, just driving towards her.
It's almost a destiny. Little creepy. It's
a little a little creepy.
She had makeup everywhere. It was like a little
creepy.
She
was determined. She was like, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, it made me like, what things do I need to actually go do right now? You know, like, but overall, it was a good episode, and I'm so excited for episode two. I hope you guys are too. So let's start out with you, Ebony. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at EbonyChapman12.
Awesome. So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and all social media platforms at Emily May Heller.
And you can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We are so excited to cover episode two with you guys of Spinning Out. And we'll see you next time. Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.